Hi, I'm Wayne Bailey, and I am the grape grower and winemaker at Youngberg Hill Vineyards here in beautiful McMinnville, Oregon. We are producer of Pinot Noir and Pinot Gris, and we also have an elegant inn sitting atop the vineyard property as well. Come and visit us and see our biodynamically farmed property on youngberghill.com. See you then.
You're listening to iWine Radio. My name is Lynn Crelo Chamberlain, host. I always like to learn about wineries, vineyards who are farmed and managed organically, and even the added step of biodynamic. And joining us today on Wine and Dine is Wayne Bailey, who is the winemaker and grape grower for Youngberg Hill Wines of McMinnville, Oregon. And we're talking Pinot Noir in particular, and there's some Pinot Gris and some Pinot Blanc. I mean, there's no irrigation on the wines in the vineyard, and let's talk serious terroir driven. Wayne, thank you so very much for joining us today on Wine and Dine. This upcoming 2013 harvest will be your 10th harvest, right?
Actually, we'll be going into our 11th.
Oh, going into the 11th. Okay.
Yes.
Wow.
Yep. And that's for our ownership. The vines are actually 24 years old.
Okay, that makes sense, because I read that, weren't they planted in 89?
That's correct.
So you grew up in Iowa, and you got your education and worked elsewhere. So talk to us about this decision to be, you know, taking over a vineyard and making wine in Oregon.
Yes, it starts with being a farm boy growing up in Iowa, and ultimately, when I left there to go to college, I guess my dismay was that I was seeing how the farms back there were just really being stripped of their vitality, of their energy, you know, even with the rotating of crops and everything. It was just, they were just getting harder and harder to work and to farm. And as well as, you know, all the herbicides and insecticides. I remember going out with my dad and spraying, you know, 2,4-D in the road banks, you know, and just getting doused with it. So not only was it bad for the soil and for the vegetation, natural vegetation, but it was killing us too. And so that was my farm experience. And then through the many years and different careers I had, I've been involved in wine for probably 25 years now, and kind of grew up with the California wine and saw what was going on in growing grapes in California. And then I had the opportunity to do some work in Burgundy, France. And I lived there for 2 years. And during that time, it was very interesting because, A, there were a lot of farmers there that had always been farming organically and holistically, but there was somewhat of a renaissance taking place there at the time that I was there as well, where, you know, France had a little mini chemical farming evolution that took place a little bit after the United States, after World War II, but it wasn't as significant as ours, particularly in the grape industry. But when at the time I was there, there were many that were converting back from chemical farming to natural farming. And that just really piqued my interest. And that, in combination with the Burgundy style of winemaking, which is all about growing the grapes and the farming aspect of it, really is what got me hooked, I guess, on growing grapes and making fine wine, doing it in a very holistic, natural fashion.
Can I add in there also, I would imagine part of the journey to bring you to where you are at Youngberg Hill is also that your college degree was mechanical engineering, and you designed mechanical control systems for high-tech industries, including food and beverage, and I would think agriculture as well. And this is almost like you've gone full circle, kind of.
Yeah, exactly. I have indeed. I've been on both the ends of the supply chain. And for me, it's, I think it's one of those things, you never get the farm boy out of the boy.
Yeah.
And it is coming full circle and getting back on the farm and farming the way, if I would have stayed on the farm and never gone to college, it's the way that I would have converted farming back in Iowa many, many years ago.
Talk to us about Youngberg Hill and the vineyard blocks that you farm.
Well, we have four different sections of the hill. When we talk about blocks, all they are is just parcels on the hill that are similar in altitude, similar in soil type, and other growing conditions. So we have a 50-acre estate, and we have 20 acres planted in vines. And again, those are broken up into four different sections. Three of those sections are named after our daughters, Aspen, Jordan, and Natasha, who are our three daughters.
Okay.
And then the fourth block is the Camelot block, named from my wife. So, and as I mentioned before, two of those blocks are 24 years old. And then we planned another block that is 7 years old and another block that is 5 years old. There are, what's interesting about our farm and the vineyards in the valley is that we're all up on hillsides. Our property ranges from 500 feet up to 800 feet. And on our 50-acre parcel, we have six different soil types. And therefore, the variability from one block of our hill to another and the grapes and the characteristics that are grown can be very, very different.
You took your time in Burgundy quite seriously, as a student almost.
I did. In fact, it was hands-on, I guess I should say. But it was. It was very much a learning experience. In fact, I went over there specifically to do a project, which was 3 months long, and fell in love with the farmers there and had an affinity with them and ended up staying there another over a year and a half, really just living off the land and learning from them.
Do you speak French?
Un peu.
I hear you. Wow. Do you go back every year and visit friends that you made at that time?
I don't. It's, you know, just because of our growing seasons are very
similar. Yeah.
That's a challenging thing to do, and with the children, it's challenging as well.
Yeah.
But we do keep in contact, and in fact, in McMinnville, we have the International Pinot Noir Celebration.
Oh, yes.
The last weekend in July, and so a lot of the farmers that I worked with and developed relationships with over there actually come to McMinnville every summer for that event. So,
you know, in the United States, people don't put farmers on. They don't have a lot of, you keep saying the word farmer, and that has a specific meaning depending upon when you were growing up. And it's almost like you have a reverence for what a farmer does, and a lot of people are kind of clueless.
Well, the first thing I would say to that is something that my dad always said. And when I was working in France, a French vigneron also said, and almost verbatim, and that is, I never get up in the morning thinking about having to go to work.
Mm-hmm.
I wake up in the morning and start living.
Mm. Oh, I like that.
And that is, to me, that's prophetic. It really is saying what you're doing. You're living with nature. You're living with the land. You're doing the things that just need to be done every day. The day, and it's something, I don't think you'll ever have a job where, you know, the amount of work and effort that you put into it will directly relate to what you get out of it.
Oh, that's well put. Very well put. And I would imagine so many people would agree with you as well. And we're not talking about getting in an air-conditioned tractor and driving down the road.
No, in fact, my wife gives me a hard time all the time because I don't even have an umbrella on the tractor. And so sometimes in the summer afternoons, it gets a little warm.
Do you actually take care of your vineyards yourself, or do you have a couple of people working for you?
Well, we've got five people that work with us on the hill, but I also have a share crew of workers with another vineyard that also practices biodynamically.
Oh, wow.
And so when we have big big work to do, like pruning or harvest or whatever, we can bring a bigger crew in.
Oh, that's
but
great.
I get on the tractor as much as I can, and again, Nicolette will tell you that whenever I get to spend a whole day on the tractor, when I walk in the house at the end of the day, she says, it looks like I've zenned all day.
Oh, yes. So compare for us the Natasha Pinot Noir and the Jordan Pinot Noir, the 2009 that are currently available.
The 2009 Natasha Pinot Noir, it has a little bit brighter fruit component, a little bit more fruit forward, and has spicy characteristics to it, particularly savory spices like white pepper, black pepper. And it's due to the more moisture available in the soil during the dry growing season, in which we don't irrigate, and for those vines to pull from. The Jordan block up on the volcanic rock soil, higher altitude and a little cooler site, is the Jordan is always a more intense, complex wine, typically has more earthy components than black fruit.
Wayne Bailey, we thank you so very much for joining us today on Wine and Dine, Seriously Organic at Youngberg Hill Estate, and we will have links up for people to order and learn more. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, Lynn.
Oh, it's just glorious. Of course, you can learn more online at youngberghill.com, and we thank you for listening to Wine and Dine. iWine Radio is a production of Food Tastes Better with Wine on the web at iWineRadio.com.